Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter, and today is Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. This is episode 150 of The Big Show. And as ever, I am thrilled that you've chosen to tune in once again and download the podcast and listen to what it is we're talking about. And I think we have a really, really, really good show. Just some really cool stuff to talk about. Lots of great things in the news and lots of key trends that I think are important for you to pay attention to as we start to round out the first month of the year and start to move heavily into the core part, right? You know, we're in the part of winter where things get a little grim and it's dark and it's dreary. And, you know, vacation is now a month behind, and now's when it becomes work. And it can be very easy at times like this to say, boy, wouldn't it be great if there was some silver bullet, some magic wand, that if some pixie dust that if we were just to sprinkle, we could go ahead and make all the hard work go away. That'd be awesome, right? Well, here's the thing. I think it's really important to stop chasing the next big thing. It doesn't mean you don't want to pay attention to trends. I make my whole career, my whole business around being aware of trends and how to adapt to them appropriately within your business. At the same time, there is no magic bullet. There is no pixie dust. It's really more about doing the right things well, consistently. For starters, I want to talk more about the little things that you need to pay attention to. Now, in some degree, some of these are big things, but what you do about them is really how you pay attention to the details every single day. So for starters, I want to blow up an idea we've been talking about here for quite a while, which is the whole concept of millennials. Here's the thing. There really is no such thing as millennials. They're really the net set. Because ultimately, it's way more about attitudes than it is about age. For instance, over half of consumers who are 65 and older own smartphones. And according to data that CMO.com put up this past week, adults 50 years old and older represent the web's largest constituency today. They're one-third of the total internet users in the U.S., and two-thirds of Americans 50-plus buy from people online. That's huge, because what it creates is an environment where your customers, regardless of their age, take the web for granted. To throw out an Eric Schmidt quote, so Eric Schmidt, who's the chairman of Google, a quote that I use of his all the time. He said, you know, the web is like electricity. It's just there, right? Your customers take it for granted that they can do the things that they want to do, regardless of what age group they're in. So it's more about attitudes than age. And a result of this fact that it's just like electricity is they just expect it to work. We talked about this last week with regard to seamless experiences. Your customers don't want to have to worry about how to make things happen or what they need to do. They just want it to work. And they take it so much for granted that they're using their mobile device everywhere they go. They're using digital everywhere they go. Also from the CMO.com data I just referenced, 84% of store visitors use their mobile devices before or during a shopping trip. That's massive. 84% of people who walk into stores have used their mobile devices at some point in that experience. But what they have to do is they've come to expect that it's just going to work everywhere they go. Julie asked from Forrester. There's a piece on Mobile Commerce Daily where Julie asked from Forrester talks about how you have to make mobile an essential part of the customer experience that you have with them. It's not about one part of the process. It's about helping all along the way. And it's thinking about the end-to-end customer experience, what's going on at every step in the game. Now, obviously, as you're well aware, I think the AgFam folks do a terrific job of this. Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, they're doing a great job. Amazon's now capturing 50% of all the growth in e-commerce because they're focusing on how to make it work better. They've seen huge growth in their payments platform because they're focused on how to make it work better. And you look at what Google's doing in the online travel space, where they've just launched this new trip planner. I talked about this the other day in my Travel Tuesday post, as well as companies like Uber and Foursquare. Now, Uber's doing this crazy thing where they're doing this thing called trip experiences. And I'm just going to read from the quote, where they said the idea behind trip experiences is to make the apps on your phone smarter or more, this is in quotes, magical during the Uber ride. That could mean Spotify knows how much time you have in the car and queues up the perfect playlist. Or maybe your favorite news app knows to show you a 10-minute briefing of the day's headlines. That's crazy, right? However, they're also making available an API. So again, this is from a Business Insider article. They said Uber's Saad, this is the guy who's responsible for this product, thinks apps having knowledge of your trips could unlock entirely new use cases, like a hotel app being able to check you into your room as you arrive in an Uber car. Trip experiences may start off as something simple, like a time-tailored news briefing, but eventually they could make all the apps you use smarter. So really, this is about how you go ahead and do the small things well, how you actually make things better for your customer at every touch point. Now, obviously, one of the ways you have to do that, and I've been talking about this a lot lately too, but is content marketing. Why content marketing? Because you have to have the right content. You have to answer your customers' questions, no matter where they are in the process. It's a series of steps where you actually support them every place they can be. And let's be fair, there may be places where you opt not to support them because it's not good business for you, and that's okay. Also realize when you're doing that you are consciously making a decision to open up an opportunity for competitors. And I want to be really clear, that is perfectly valid, perfectly acceptable. But make sure you're doing it consciously and not by mistake. So you want to think big picture, but more than the next big thing. How's the overall experience working? How does it feel to your customer along the way? And how do each of the touch points work well for them? Now, if you have to focus on any of those touch points, a buddy of mine in the restaurant industry always talks about rolls and coffee. Rolls being the first part of the experience when you go to a restaurant. Somebody brings out a bowl of bread, or they bring out a bowl of rolls, or they bring out, you know, a little container of breadsticks for you. And that's the first experience your customers have with you. And you got to get that right because it sets up everything along the way. And of course, coffee is what you bring at the end of the meal. It's the last part of the process. And you have to get that right because it's what they will remember most. So if you want to know where to start, you got to start at the beginning and you have to start at the end. It doesn't mean, though, that you can afford to ignore the middle, because you have to focus on that as well and think about all of these touch points that your customer can have and making sure you're helping all along the way. Again, how do you make mobile an essential part of the customer experience, as Julie asks said? How do you actually focus on the needs of customers who take it for granted that things just work? So instead of chasing the next big thing, you want to think about the big picture, but you want to execute in small steps. Anticipate your customers' needs. Use your data to analyze the response to those needs, and then adapt and make it better. It's not about incrementality. It's not about, you know, trying to optimize to death, but it's about making sure that each step in the overall process works well for your customers' needs where they are. And you get that right, and you'll find that the next big thing that you'll be looking at the end of this year is your bottom line. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, at timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, why don't you go ahead and subscribe so you can get the podcast delivered to you every single week? You can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates and on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I will look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.